Welcome to the Pro Photographer Journey Podcast, your resource for building the photography business of your dreams. This is Shamira Young, bringing you tips, business strategies, and interviews with award-winning photographers. We're all in this together. Let's get to the good stuff. Hey everybody, Shamira Young here, bringing you a marketing moment episode that focuses on, you guessed it, marketing. So marketing is something we should be constantly doing for our photography businesses, which is why I wanted to bring you a bite-sized, super actionable marketing tip that you can hopefully incorporate into your business. So I asked my previous guest from the previous episode what they're doing to market their business this week, and they shared what's working for them. So let's get right into the marketing moment. Ryan, do you have one actionable suggestion that photographers can do to market their photography business?
Well, you know, a long time ago, I heard a piece of advice. I don't know who it was who said it or where I heard it, but they said, just do one thing to improve your business every single day. And that really resonated with me. I think it was more about, no matter how small, it could be editing a few pictures. It could be making a social media post. It could be crafting that list of keywords that I said before. It's just those smallest of actions that can create the biggest of changes quite often. I think people in the creative industry don't give themselves enough credit for what they've achieved sometimes. You know, a lot of people are kind of like, oh, you're so lucky to be doing this. Oh, you're so fortunate. When in actual reality, it takes a lot of hard work. And you know, I think a lot of people don't give themselves enough credit for how much work it's taken for them to get there, rather than it actually being about luck per se. So yeah, my advice would be to simply just do one thing to improve your business every day.
Very cool. Very cool. And even if it's just working on your one or two sentence statement for having a unique selling point, I mean, starting there, if you don't have one, I think that would be a great place to start. Cause I just think it's so cool that you, Ryan, know by heart, you know, that you, what was the line again about the artistic alternative to traditional?
Yeah. You were almost saying, yeah, it's the artistic alternative to traditional wedding photography, in Yorkshire. Yeah.
See, I love it. That's so cool. And it's memorable. I mean, if I hear it like two or three more times, then I'm going to have it memorized myself, you know? And clients want to work with a photographer, especially, you know, if you're having an upcoming wedding. You want to work with a photographer where they know what they're doing and they're confident and they stand out. So all that to say, you know, if our listeners, if you don't have a unique selling point yet, or even just like a pithy, you know, statement about what makes your business different from the other wedding photographers, you know, that live down the street from you, because there's so many out there, maybe you should start there. And like Ryan said, absolutely, just one small thing every day.
Definitely. And it's not even a case of, you know, knowing it immediately. Don't feel bad if you, you know, stylistically, you can't think of a sentence that would set you apart. You know, sometimes it just takes time and it comes organically. Don't be afraid to change, you know, that kind of unique kind of sentence. It's something that can, you know, can change through time.
I love it. If you're enjoying this podcast, I ask that you please leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you're listening. The more reviews we get, the easier it is for people to find this podcast in search rankings. We want to reach as many people as possible and help improve our photo industry. I appreciate you all. Thanks for listening.